And the BC Liberals are ready to help the federal government in its commitment to bring in 25,000 Syrian refugees to Canada. And that message has been repeated by the Premier Christy Clark over the weekend and by our next guest as well. Shirley Bond is the MLA for Prince George Vailmount. She's also the minister responsible for jobs and training, and she's a Prince George Cougars fan to boot. Minister Bond, good morning.
Good morning. I am a Prince George Cougars and Spruce Kings fan.
Did you have a good time at the game Saturday night?
I certainly did. I was glad to see us win. I think the boys are trying hard and the organization's doing a great job. So very, very proud of, the new Ice Age.
Absolutely. Well, I want to get into this plan here to bring in refugees to the province. We're hearing concerns about the speed from the federal level, but we're also hearing concerns about how do we integrate these folks into our society, and how do we make sure that they've got something long-term or a place to survive and thrive long-term. How many do you think the province could reasonably absorb overall from these 25,000?
Well, first of all, I should say that I had an initial phone call with the federal minister, Minister McCallum, just late last week, talking to him about those very issues. How do we ensure, first of all, that there's rigorous screening in place? How do we look at what capacity British Columbia has? Typically, when you look at the number of refugees that arrive in our province and across the country, if you look at that formula, we could expect to receive, in terms of Syrian refugees, between 2,700 and 3,000 refugees in our province. So we've had some initial discussions with the federal government, but obviously it's critical that they lay out their plan that looks at rigorous screening, making sure we have adequate support on the ground, and we anticipate that information, I would hope, being brought to us later this week.
Now, over the weekend, Premier Clark was on television talking about how she'd like to see some of these refugees settled in places like Fort St. John, for example, where she said housing prices are a little more reasonable for new Canadians. There's the potential to get work in that part of the province, more so than it would be, for example, in Vancouver proper or the Lower Mainland. Do you think that there's a willingness of the government to redistribute the Syrian refugees to areas where it is more affordable to live?
Well, that certainly is a concern for us, because ultimately the federal government pays the initial transition costs, looking at things like clothing and furniture and the transition costs. But as these refugees, as any refugee to British Columbia, become permanent residents, we have a role to play in that in terms of affordable housing, making sure they're employed, looking for the best way that they can be successful in our province. And so we are assessing capacity right across the province. And while I do want to acknowledge that, you know, there are people who are concerned and anxious, especially when you see the images that we saw that occurred in Paris over the weekend, you know, we understand people have that concern, and so do we. So we want to make sure there's rigorous screening in place and that we're looking at the most successful settlement plan for the refugees as they arrive in our province. And we do think that there is an opportunity to look at places outside the Lower Mainland. We'd want to make sure that's matched with capacity and services to support those families. But I've certainly been contacted by a number of communities that have said, we'd like to be considered. So I have conveyed that message to Minister McCallum at the federal level.
I don't want to eat up too much time with generalities here, but I want to specifically ask about Fort St. John, because we're hearing from people in the community who say, look, you know, the job situation isn't as rosy as it might have been a year ago, and certainly there's a lot of challenges. There's hardly any doctors around to take care of the folks who are there, let alone an influx of people who would have very specific challenges around mental health and other things that they may have dealt with by living in a refugee area. Do you think it's fair to look at communities that don't necessarily have the proper health care or some other infrastructure to make sure people can be assimilated, I guess, fairly and helpfully to them?
Well, I think there does need to be a look at whether or not it's reasonable, what the capacity is, and how we find the most appropriate way to ensure that our refugees, should and when we receive them, be most successful.
So, would the government step up and make sure that there was an increased health care spending in these towns?
Well, for one thing, I can assure you that the provincial government is responsible for MSP costs, for example. So we would absorb those and make those work. And we are working tirelessly to address some of the issues in healthcare in Fort St. John. That's certainly on our radar screen. But we're also looking at labor market data, and we want to look at where there are needs in the province, where there are difficulty filling roles, and looking at, is there a better match? We also need to look at the issue of affordability. And so, you know, we are respectful and recognize the concerns that are being expressed in some communities by some people.
In terms of data, the Premier said that, for example, unemployment in Fort St. John was 1%, but we heard from a lady this morning who lives there said, actually, it's closer to 10 or 11.
So we need to be clear. We use labor market data that is provided by Statistics Canada. And in fact, Statistics Canada at this point can't even report on employment numbers in Fort St. John because they are at virtual full employment. So we look at labor market data and analyze it, not just in Fort St. John, but all across the province of British Columbia. And in fact, the latest report I got on the jobs numbers, Stats Canada could not even report out on Fort St. John because they were virtually at full employment. So, you know, we don't want to turn this into a debate about should we, could we, where are we going to do these things. What we want to do is have a reasonable, thoughtful plan led by the federal government. It is their responsibility. And then analyze capacity, including in communities like Fort St. John. Is there room? How do we manage that? How do we provide the support that refugees who have been through traumatic circumstances like this, you know, where is the best place to support them?
So, gotta cut it there. I'm sorry, we're coming up against the clock. Shirley Bond, thank you for joining us this morning.
You're very welcome.